Many of you are 20 to 30 years from death. Some of you 10 to 15. I know because of YouTube analytics tells me that the majority of my audience is in the 50 to 60 range. And here's a question that will keep you up at night. Who's going to pray for you when you die? You know, I have read so many stories about purgatory. And one thing that it shows is that God is just. He is just. And I love that because we think that we can get away with things. We think that we can slide on by, but God is just in the most amazing way. For instance, one common way in which he shows his justice is those that did not pray for others that were in purgatory, when they are at the judgment, one of the punishments is that no one will remember them. God literally covers the memory of those left behind so that they forget you, and no one can pray for you until everyone that you should have gotten out of purgatory is released. Doesn't that just make you shake? Doesn't that seem true, though, that that is how God is so just? And this is especially true with our family. My friends, my name is Alvaro, and this is a channel Uniquely Mary, and we are in day 5 in our Lenten journey into purgatory, and today is a day where we remember our deceased family members. Now, nature and justice and everything that is good and honorable presumes that if we are to love anyone, it should be our parents, our grandparents, our siblings, our family members, both here on earth, and especially when they die. Now, for this specific reason, this question is all the more serious. Who's going to pray for you when you die? Now, many of you have this problem that your children and your grandchildren have no faith. And so you think, okay, who's going to pray for me? I wasn't known here. And after a few years after I die, most of my friends and priests and whomever, they're going to die. They're going to have forgotten. They're going to say that I'm a saint in heaven and forget to pray for me. What am I going to do? Let me explain to you one of the most amazing things that you can do to guarantee people praying for you when you die. The first one is what we've been doing all along, and that's praying for the souls in purgatory. But the second one, it's specifically praying for your family members, for your deceased family members, especially to the third and even beyond third and fourth generation, whatever you can do. Now, Lent is an amazing season to do this, and it is especially meaningful because Jesus did the same thing. Now, people don't catch this, but we see in all of the Gospels where it recounts Jesus going out into the desert that it gives the genealogy of Jesus. Now, Jesus knew all this, and sort of the implication, the spiritual implication, if the Holy Spirit shows you, is that Jesus would have taken the memory of those past family members that he had, and he would have taken that into the desert. There it says 40 generations. That's why he went out 40 days into the desert. Why? To do 40 days of penance, one day of penance for each generation. Do you see that? Now go and read the Gospels and you will see that that is exactly why Jesus went out into the desert. So when you pray for your family that's in purgatory, not only are you guaranteeing their prayers and God in his mercy allowing you to be prayed for when you die, but you're also opening up a huge ocean of blessings that will rain upon you. Now this is something that I did many years ago. I literally got my family tree and I got my parents, my grandparents and their siblings, and then my great-grandparents and their siblings, and it starts to get complicated there. We had, I kid you not, about 200 names of people that I was praying for. And I had a priest friend at the time would put the names of those people, he would put them near the altar where he was celebrating Mass, and he celebrated, I don't even remember how many Masses, but many Masses for my family. How many Masses should you have celebrated? It depends. That's hard to say. It depends on how generous you are, but I would recommend a lot. I mean, ask the question, how many Masses do you want celebrated for you when you die? And do that for your family members, as many as you can possibly do. So this is what you need to do. Get the list of names, organize it. Try to imagine also what might their sins have been. Consider sins that have been passed down in your family so that when you're praying in your intentions, you're specifically praying, atoning for those sins. And have Masses offered perhaps for your family as a whole, their name. Maybe there's specific people that you want to have their names offered for. So you can vary this up a little bit. The idea is for you to do this. So if in other days we've been reflecting about purgatory, today it's about getting down to work. And you will see tremendous healing in your family, tremendous blessings. If this video has added value to your life, please hit that like button because that will help it spread to as many people as possible. Now, let me pull out a few helpful quotes from this chapter to inspire you. But, says Fenelon, human nature seeks to escape purgatory both here and hereafter with this result, that it renders useless our satisfaction here below, and we have after death still to endure the pains of purgatory. Were we now, like the holy souls, to remain peaceful and patient in the hands of God, we should be purified by the fire of his love. Now, what he means is when God sends us penances, we must embrace them courageously and willingly and with a smile on our face, because if we do not give generously to God, but stingily and kind of griping and complaining, then the penance doesn't count. So that's really important. My friends, persevere in this journey into purgatory. Go and make the list for your family. Pray rosaries for them. Have masses offered for them. Pray for them intensely. And you will see the benefits that this will give you in your life. God bless you, and I will see you tomorrow in day 6.